Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
And it's time for your favourite part of the week, isn't it? It is, folks. We'll be talking movies with our man, Colly. The big movies this week, Ghostbusters, King, a Richard one I'm really looking forward to seeing. And don't tell me, Rocky is back since 1985, and we've got a Disney movie. Now, how did I do?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good selection. And I'll probably try and cram a few more. Although, I suppose we should be honest straight up. I am actually a little bit off colour at the moment, and I'm at home. So we're good. You've actually...
He actually looks like a ghost, folks.
I could be busted myself. Yes, you've been to the cinema since we last talked.
We did, yeah. I was at the cinema on Monday night, I do believe, yeah. Monday.
Well, I know it was Monday night because you went to Missed It Monday, which, let's face it, $4.50 for a ticket, Jamie, it's a good deal.
It was great.
Great.
No, the people are thinking I'm a bit of a miser. I'm not. I did buy popcorn. No, go on.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we've changed any minds one way or the other.
No.
But I suppose let's go, you know, people will twig up their ear and say, as you said, Ghostbusters and Rocky, they're definitely thinking it's the 1980s. But, you know, there's been reboots before. We had a previous reboot of Ghostbusters where they used just the idea of people catching ghosts, scientists catching ghosts. And it wasn't that successful. I quite liked it, but people didn't like it. And they've now gone back and this is, you know, the root of the original story. So it's about a single mom and her two kids. They're not doing well in life and she kind of has to give in and go back to her family home where her father has fairly recently passed away, back to the old farm. And as the kids are looking around the old farm, they suddenly realise that maybe their father wasn't just a little bit of a scientist. He had another bigger career and was quite famous in the 80s himself. I think we've got a little bit of a clip who might show us a little bit of what's going on.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
Honestly, my mom won't say it, but we're completely broke. And the only thing that's left in our name is this creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left us in the middle of nowhere. Why'd you bring me up here?
Entertainment value.
What is that?
I don't know.
Spooky or what?
Somehow.
So, of course, the grandfather was Spengler, the late, great Harold Ramis, who was the inventor in the original Ghostbusters. He's the guy who came up with all the science, the guy with glass, very funny character. And suddenly, you know, all this stuff is happening again. And who's, you know, I suppose I have to say it, who are you going to call Ghostbusters? Or in this case, their grandkids. And while it doesn't show the trailer, I think we're going to see some old familiar faces, including some new stars. We've got Paul Rudd, who's always very likable character and everything. And lots of people would have noticed from the poster, Finn Wolfhard, who's done really well in Stranger Things, which on Netflix, which of course is very Ghostbusters inspired. It's very much that generation. This has got really good, solid 4-star reviews from everywhere. It's that sort of, you know, Christmas blockbuster that people want. You know, it's coming up to the holidays. Already we're taking bookings for school tours and so on.
Right.
And they're all asking about this one, you know, because it's going to be, you know, a family favourite, a crowd pleaser. And it looks really fun. And I hope so, because I'm all for, you know, if something's a good idea, there's no harm in going back to it. But don't just tell us the same old story again and again. So this is a new generation of kids. It's in the rural area rather than New York City.
Yeah.
And there's new characters to bring it on. And it looks like really good fun. And I'm all for it.
Okay.
And well, I can't wait to catch up with it myself. It actually opens in about 11 minutes, Jamie.
11 minutes!
It starts today and it'll be showing all weekend. And I would say this is definitely one to book in advance if you can over the weekend.
Is this going to last a couple of weeks? She's going to be there for a few weeks.
I would say this will be
right there
going right up to Christmas until maybe Spider-Man comes out and blows everything away. But we've plenty of time to talk about Spider-Man.
Oh, those spiders. Spiders.
Well, I suppose...
Come here, you have something really good. King Richard. And I remember typing this in. We're doing the review. And I was going, King Richard. And I was going, all the King Richards came up except the thing I was looking for, which was the new movie from King, which you'll explain.
Yes, it's not the winter of our discontent. it's not that one. It is the winter of our discontent. Because it is about Richard Williams. That's such a terrible joke. That was Richard Williams. I am quite ill. I'd like to apologise for that joke. Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena. And it's about his quest to make them the two most dominant sports stars in the world. And how unlikely it sounded. Because, you know, as a child of the late 70s and 80s, and I grew up loving tennis, and like, there was all these interesting superstars, and some were from Eastern Europe and some from America and so on. But let's face it, everyone was from sort of the same background. And even the ones who, you know, didn't grow up rich or so on, were adopted at you know, into the proper programs when they were 14, and they went to the academy in Florida and all that. And they've all been in the same circuit, like Boris Becker and Andre Agassi. Everyone knew each other. They all came up the same way. So to have two young black girls from Compton break that mold and become two of the greatest tennis players of all time, of any gender.
That's right.
So, like, it really changed it. And when, you know, it is the case when people laughed and said, this just doesn't happen. They, you know, they said, aside from Arthur Ashe, black people don't play tennis. Why would you bother with this? Do something else. And to see the effect they had, and just that sort of belief. And on the other side, of course, tennis has a long history of domineering fathers, pushing people. One of the best sports books I ever read is Andre Agassi's autobiography, and who basically hated tennis for most of his life, despite being brilliant at it. His father just forced him into it. Now, this is not the case in King Richard, of what the story I know. He inspired the kids, and he was single-minded, but he didn't, you know, dominate them the way in so many of the horror stories.
It's I'm like taking a lot of love from this. Yeah. There's a lot of love in this film. And a lot
certainly
of,
in the clips I've seen so far. And it's a great bit that's doing the rounds. You probably saw when one of them notices, one of the coaches notices Venus playing and says, my God, I think you've got the next Michael Jordan here. And he says, no, I've got the next two. Which kind of sums it up. It's inspirational, and there's so much. And it's Will Smith, who's great at this stuff. Nobody plays somebody you want to inspire and have hope and root for, like Will Smith when he plays a slight underdog. This is going to be a big one this winter too. I'd say, you know, he's hoping for maybe another Oscar nomination for this one. I'd say it looks good. Can't wait to see. It's got, again, great reviews all around, and look forward. And I love a sports movie, even when I know.
Yeah, so it's a great story, because a lot of people wouldn't know the story. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. People just, and there's a lot of, like, they've been around a long time. People just think, oh, well, you just appeared.
Yes.
Not everyone realizes how many hoops you had to jump through to make it from, you know, and they're from a fairly rough area of Compton in LA to make it through. They weren't wealthy. They weren't rich in the way so many other tennis kids were, you know, had born with a silver spoon in their mouth. So it's a very different story.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to see it.
Absolutely. Okay, we're back to 1985. What's going on? Rocky's back.
So we had all the Rockies, right? We had, you know, and with diminishing returns, and then Rocky VI was pretty good. And then he made Creed, which was really good fun and really interesting. And then with Creed 2, they brought back the character of Ivan Drago, and Creed fights the son. And there was a little bit of the story, and you find a little bit of backstory there, where they made the Drago character a little bit more sympathetic, that he was also a pawn of the Soviet Russia. Yeah, yeah. And I think it got Sylvester Stallone thinking that I wouldn't have done it quite so America versus the commies, as, you know, because this time he was also making Rambo. And so he went back, and he's a lot of other footage, and he's taken out 40 minutes and put in 42 other minutes that he had filmed at the time and the studio didn't want him to do and wanted to go to direction. Now, I don't imagine anybody wins who didn't win in the first place, or anyone who didn't survive the opening scene suddenly survives the opening scene. But I think the flavor, and it's a bit more thoughtful on who Drago is and who Rocky is. And if you remember, the first couple of Rockies were quite serious. You know, Rocky won the Oscar. They were much more serious dramas. And Sylvester Stallone says he also filmed quite a lot of stuff in Rocky IV to be quite serious. And it was kind of taken over then by, if you remember, James Brown's song, Living in America.
Yeah.
And they went full Hollywood
blockbustery.
Yeah,
that's
and
what happened.
He wanted to do it again. So he's made it again. I'm really curious to see it. Rocky IV, I'd say my third favorite Rocky movie. So I, you know, as long as he doesn't go near Rocky V, because that is the worst movie ever. There is no saving that.
There was no saving that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So okay. It'd be interesting to see.
Looking forward to that. When's that open? Or
That opens on Friday. And that's only shown Friday and Saturday night. But of course, even though there's new footage, it is the classic movie. So it's only €5.60. So okay. Yeah. It's really good value too.
All right, okay. We've one more for the kids, and this is definitely going to be around for Christmas.
Yeah, huge. It's going to be humongous. It's called Encanto. It opens next Wednesday, and we will talk more about it on next week. So yeah. It's about a village. Everyone there is magic. And there's one girl who grows up, and she doesn't have the magic. And it comes up to her to save the whole village. Already, you know the way you watch the trailer and you go, Disney, you're just so good at this. I was already singing the songs. The songs are written by the people who did Moana.
All right.
All that sort of stuff.
All right. We know. It's going to be fantastic. Right. We have a competition. We have tickets to give away to Eclipse Cinemas. Anne Mitchell was on earlier. And you're going to the cinema to enjoy one of those great movies. And well done, Anne Mitchell and Sligo. Our winner. That's all we got. Till next week. I won't be here next
week. Fantastic.
You'll be here with Shane.
Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll go on and moan on about Shane. That's great. Thank you very much.
That's Golly on the Movies. Till next Thursday.
Ocean FM.
Ocean drives films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.